don't know what you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own. To piss away the waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. For a robot boy. Ring the bells that still can ring and sing your stupid head off to the ones who are not listening. Don't let them go. To be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by you. They want to be loved by robots. Need love too. They want to be loved by you.
There you go. There's Dan Mangan from an album called Nice, Very Nice. That's Robots. Thought I'd give you a little break there in between after that other song, because holy crap. Not a cheery number, but boy, is it beautiful. It's called Tragic Turn of Events / Move Pen Move. It features the brilliant and amazing Shane Coizan. Dan Mangan is here this Thursday, March the 5th, and then Shane Coizan is in Winnipeg exactly a month later on April the 5th. And both are great, but if you've never seen Shane Coizan before, get yourself a ticket. I noticed that one is finally picking up as well. Not many tickets left for that one, and seriously, if you want your world to change, you just go see Shane Coizan at the West End Cultural Center next month. Seriously, not kidding. It'll be beautiful. And we also heard Journal of a Narcoleptic from Dan Mangan's first record, Postcards and Daydreaming. Dan Mangan, nice guy. Super nice guy. Go check him out Thursday if you want at the old... where's he playing? I think it's at the Garrick, right? Which is another reason why I'm not going. But, you know, have a good time. It'll be good. Anyway, how about some music? Yesterday was our good pal John D. Graham's birthday. We love that guy. He's just so awesome. I want to play some John D. Graham. But first of all, I know that he would love it the most if we would play something by his kid, because he is super proud of his son and his band. And they're doing pretty great work. His son is called William Harry's Graham, and he has a band called the Painted Red Starts down in Austin. And people are really paying attention to this band. I think they've got a bit of a buzz, as they say. And they got a new record that they've been working on. And we just got to hear a brand new one of the recordings off that record just the other day. It premiered online, and I thought I'd play it for you now. It is the Painted Red Starts. And a little friend of John D. Graham's, who you may have heard of before, and he wrote this song as well. This is something from the Painted Red Starts, John D. Graham's kid, and Alejandro Escovedo.
Let the sun recover. Let the night take over. Let my hands discover you. Every time I go there, I face the truth that lies there. This crooked cross I bear. It's the last thing I wanted. It's the last thing I wanted. I know you won't give it away. Yeah. I hope you care. I really have what you say. Yeah. Hope you care. Hope you care. Maybe I've been dreaming, alone in heavy breathing. Kiss my imagination again. Every time I visit, it's as if I lived it. If I'm before a minute, it's the last thing I wanted. Last thing I wanted. I know you won't give it away. I hope you care. I really want you to stay. I hope you care. I hope you care. I hope you come over here and get it done. I know you won't give it away. Hope you care. I really want you to stay. Hope you care. I know you won't give it away. Hope you care. I really want you to stay. Hope you care. I hope you care.
Oh. Tell the Band to Go Home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
That's why I'm about to tell this really long story. Those of you who went, just go outside and smoke a cigarette. You'll have plenty of time. Okay, so I'm driving to San Angelo yesterday, and I have done 50,000 miles in my car in the last 2 years. So I'm used to it. I'm driving along, everything's fine. I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. And if you know that stretch of 87 where you're going to San Angelo, I was between Brady and Eden. So it's actually, I was west of Eden when this happened. Not east of Eden, I was west of Eden. I'm driving along nowhere, just like nothing but sheep ranch as far as the eye can see. I had an old-fashioned, old-school, honest-to-God blowout. Not a flat. Like, the tire fucking exploded. It scared the shit out of me. It was like this huge bang, and then I could see through the rearview mirror pieces of rubber just flying off at random. So I pull over. I'm all right. I'm cool. I got under control. I pull over. So a series of things spring into action here. One is I have a spare, and it's in pretty good shape, but I don't have a jack. I have a cell phone and a AAA card, but no cell service. I think I'll just wait for a passing car. Nothing. Like 30 minutes, not one fucking car. So I'm starting to get a little freaked out. And all of a sudden I see, driving across this pasture, like way off in the distance, this little red pickup truck with a trailer. And he pulls up next to the fence and climbs out, and it's this old dude, and he starts working on this fence, and I'm crossing the street, and I'm like going over there, and I'm, excuse me, sir, I need some help. And he's like, but what sort of help? And he's an older gentleman, you know, looks like late 60s maybe. Not that much older than me. And I tell him, well, I have a flat. I've got the spare, but I don't have a jack. And he goes, okay, I can take care of that. And he goes over to his truck and he pulls out one of those 4-foot-long pump jacks, throws it over his shoulder, comes over and climbs over the fence with a jack over his shoulder. And as we're crossing the road, I go, my name's John D. Graham. And he goes, my name's Dan Jacoby, and I'm 85 years old. And I'm like, I couldn't stop myself. I went, fuck. And I said, you look pretty good. And he goes, you ought to ask my wife. So he comes over here and he proceeds to like set it all up. And I'm like, I can get it. I just needed the jack. And he's like, I got it. I got it. This 85-year-old man is changing a tire for me. So we get everything, get all the lug nuts off and everything, but the wheel is frozen because of the force, I guess. And he goes, we need to get us a sledgehammer and bang on that thing. He goes, I'm going to run down to my son-in-law's. It's just down the road a piece. So he goes down, and by the time he gets back, I've already got it off. I got it changed because my ego wasn't going to survive if I didn't manage to do that. So I'm giving him his jack back, and he goes, he sees the guitars in the back of the car, and he goes, I used to play some. And I said, really? What did you play? And he said, I fiddled with the women. And 85 years old, just slinging them. So then, here's the best, though. Here's the punchline of this whole fucking story is, like a jackass, I go, Mr. Jacoby, can I give you something for helping me out? And he says, yes, sir, you can. You can give me your word, you'll buy a goddamn jack. And then he puts the jack back over his shoulder, walks across the road, climbs the fence, gets back in his pickup truck, and the 85-year-old fucker drives away. I love Texas so much, I could just cry. Yes, sir, you can. Yes, sir, you can. You can buy a goddamn jack. Tamale house number one. First in Congress. Breakfast there the morning of the snow. And the cashier was from Puerta de las Cañas. She did not know what to make of the cold. We headed south across the bridge, and the sun was on our left, and the rest of our lives were right.
Says no mishappening, says the innocent will come in time. One moment to another, one moment to another, one moment to another.
I could sit around and listen to that guy's songs all day. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. That's John D. Graham. He celebrated his birthday last night. I believe he's 56 with a big party. And man, oh man, so great. That's Robot Moving there from a great album called The Great Battle. We heard One Moment in there from Hooray for the Moon and from the live record. Do Not Forget, which was recently released. We heard Tamale House Number 1, as well as a story there about John D's flat tire. It's a pretty fun live record. Check that out. And if you missed it, I do have a live recording of John D live at the Sunset Saloon that I could probably give you a copy of if you want. You can email me, jeff@telebendigohome.com. We heard John D in there as well. Boy, I didn't write down a bunch of songs, did I? We heard John D doing one of his son's songs called Watch Over Me from its new compilation called Parallels Volume 1, where some guy had the bright idea to have a bunch of Austin artists cover other Austin artists, which is, you know, pretty... You'd think that would get done a lot in Austin, but apparently not. And some pretty neat results. So there was John D. covering his son. And before that, we heard his son, William Harry's Graham, along with his Painted Red Starts, doing a song called Cave, written by Casey Crowley, who you may remember. She runs a great music venue now. Got to hang out there one time. And we also heard the Painted Red Starts from their new record, which is called Foreign Fields. We heard them along with Alejandro Escovedo with She's Got. And, yeah. Hey, have I played you some Del Barber yet? He's playing on Friday, you know? You should go see him. Get a ticket. It'll be fun.
Heart and where the head makes a mess, and I've been enjoying that view, holding on to a bigger piece of what's true. When you say love is just a dream for all those pretty people we see on TV, and I say, baby, this is Hollywood to me. We're just a little more cheap and a little more free. Winter sun has turned and finally started to feel warm. And those ice-log lakes are getting thin. We got dreams of muddy rivers and Huckleberry Finn. All that it takes is a smile.
Thank you. I dreamed of highway. I never knew I'd find you there. You got yours and I got my ways. It's all gone and I don't care. Come lay your head down on my pillow. I got to see you one more time. Don't tell lies, it's hard to handle. It's too late to change my mind. Some words don't come easy, some don't come at all. I don't think I'll be talking when you leave. Late last night, I thought I heard you crying. Guess you had some trouble. And the only sound I can rely on is the song you're singing with me. Some words don't come easy, some don't come at all. I never knew I'd lose you there. You got yours, I got my way. It's all gone and I don't care. It's all gone and I don't care. Tough job that'll
but she knows she'll never feel what it's like to be free enough to leave. There ain't no good fight, ain't no hero, ain't no bad man out to get you. There's just a tough job that'll swallow you in the darkness of another day. Thank you.
gave her all she needed. You know I loved her all I could, but she wanted more boys. I never understood all the times that I would leave. I never could decide whether I was gone for good then or just out for last ride.
So give her diamonds for her fingers and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body. Don't ever give her care, 'cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt. Stones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her care, 'cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt you and do it with a smile. Even when you're on the long road and been down in many a mile. Even when you're on the long road and been down in many a
of a full moon. The feelings were crazy. The wages of sin is trouble again, but still our actions rang true. She said, you hear so many stories, but the fool's lost out on the road, drifting from town to town and from young to old. I guess a rambler, hard to hang on to, but love is hard to hold. Push on, push on, push on, you weary soul. If you've got to
trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. For love or money, see it through. Push on, push on, push on.
I said, if I'd known it was gonna come to this, I'd have wrote down every word I said. Memorized it most carefully, practiced in my head. But if you're going to follow your own path, to come out right, you get down on the street, you better come up tight. She said that love was an answer, some love to fight, I love to feel all night. At midnight, searching for the one true love, trying to find a star in this night city sky, like looking for love in the whorehouse, brother. If you're going to follow your own path, to come out right when you get down on the streets, you better come up tight. Some love to fight, I love to feel alright. Push on, push on, push on, you and your soul. If you've got trouble, or trouble has got you, there's only one thing you can do. For love or money,
some beautiful words. If you know, if life gets you down this week, if you got troubles, you got woes, just push on. That's a beauty from Willie P. Bennett from the album Take My Own Advice. That's Push On. Before that, we heard Matt Anderson along with Del Barber, little live thing. Willie's Diamond Joe, so beautiful indeed. And we heard some stuff from old Delaney. Before that, we heard The Waitress from Headwaters. We heard I Dream of Highways, Del's cover of Hoyt Axton's old song there. I do believe that's still a Tell the Band to Go Home exclusive. You know, we got some privileges around here. And we heard All It Takes from Prairieography. Get yourself a ticket while you still can. Friday night at the old at the Park Theater. I just saw that Kieran West is opening up the show. And then Del and the Profiteers will kick your butt after that. It's going to be a great show, so come on out Friday night, Park Theater. Where else would you rather be? And thanks for being here for the past couple of hours, if you've been. If not, hopefully you'll come back. Or even if you have, hopefully you'll come back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. I'll also be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Steel Belted Radio. You can check out tellthebandtogohome.com. I got some new podcasts up there and a bunch more in the queue. Finally got the things straightened out. So I'm gonna post a bunch of new ones, and I apologize again to you iTunes people, but a fix is coming, I promise. Anyway, stay tuned for the Bluegrass Guy, Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, not Punks and Parkas, that's on Thursday, Comfort Cafe, that's it. Good stuff.